You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hannah Everingham with So Long Underground. We've got Hannah on the line. Kia ora, how are you this morning?
Good. I'm very good, thanks.
Nice to have you on the show. Very exciting time for you. You've got a new single coming out next week called Mercury, and you're heading up these ways to celebrate it, 17th yes. of August at the Wine Cellar with Samara Alofa. But it feels like you've been quite busy. You've been opening for Ernie Bell. You've been obviously writing a little bit. What have you been cooking up, Hannah?
Yes, well, that's the thing, isn't it? I've been cooking up too many bananas, really, eating too many bananas for breakfast. But yeah, no, the single Mercury is from an album, the second album of mine, that is going to appear at some point.
But, I like the vagueness of that.
Yeah.
There is an album, and it at some point will be in the world.
yes, that's the plan, at least. Mercury is just a single coming out, and I wanted to come up and see a whole lot of friends, really, and play some music.
It's a really...
And get to the city.
Yeah, totally. I was going to say, it's a really beautiful track, and I'm really excited to see it performed live. You also just released a live video, which kind of sets a picture and a tone of the way it is to be at one of your gigs, or maybe the way it is to be jamming with your friends. You're based in Ototahi. Who is the crew around you? Who are the people that you like to see play, or who you bounce your ideas off?
Yeah, well, on Mercury, that was an album, a track from an album that Thomas Isbister and I produced together. And so he plays, when we play as a band, he plays as a drummer with me. And also Mike Kime is a double bass player based here in Ototahi that he is often playing bass with me. And then us three kind of get up to Trouble, and then we play a gig, and that's the Trouble.
That's a good type of trouble. How does the writing process look for you, Hannah? What comes first? Is it lyrics, music? Do they come together? Do you sort of like other people's input, or are you someone who squirrels away on your own before you bring it to the band? What's your process like?
Yeah, I think I am a squirreling person, just because I don't know why that happens, but I do like appearing with a song, and then we can play it a few different ways and forms, and then it gets recorded. And that's been the process so far.
Do the guys that you play with have much, do they ever put input on your lyrics? Do they talk to you about it? Or is it one of those things where you kind of keep it a little bit sacrosanct almost?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I just tend to, I think I just am really a lyrically angsty specific person. So they just happen how they happen.
I like that. It's sort of because I the reason I ask is because there's something very there is something very vulnerable about some of your lyrics, and also something quite earnest and honest about the way that you phrase things or you construct construct a lyric. And I wondered what how much you like to bring other people into that personal writing world. It seemed to me like a private thing, but obviously the music has like a joyful element which feels very connected, so that must be a bit more of a collaboration when it hits that stage.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's why I love playing a lot with Mike and Thomas, because we, and Doug actually, Doug Brush appears, he plays percussion on Mercury. It's nice to just jam in a setting that's actually quite free, even though, say, I've got a song that's actually finished and all the lyrics are done.
It's kind of nice
to play with musicians who are like, let's just hang out and see where it goes.
Totally. And what does the scene look like for you in Ototahi? Because there's pockets on pockets of different types of music down there, but how would you kind of characterise the people you often end up on a lineup with or playing with in that space?
It's funny because people say like indie folk. I definitely get called indie folk, but then I turn up to a gig with my Gibson guitar and everyone's like, oh, what's happening here? But that is kind of the words that people would recognise, I think. And for the solo shows that I'm doing up in Auckland in next week, then that is just me playing solo, so that will be more intimate, I suppose.
You've got some wonderful people. As we just mentioned, Samara is going to be supporting you at the Tamaki show, but you've also got Pickle Darling playing with you in Welly, and Admiral Drowsy, which is hard to say at 8:45 in the morning, playing with you in Ototahi as well. Are these all people that you are friends with, or did you reach out to them because you like their music? How did those relationships come about?
Yeah, they sort of happened at the same time. Well, they definitely reached out to everyone saying, please come to a show with me. But Admiral Drowsy down here in Ototahi, Luke Scott is a friend of mine that I've played a few gigs of band gigs of his. I've played for him before, and I really love his songs. So I'm looking forward to that show.
That'll be really special. And really special to see you with Samara up here. I feel like there'll be a really nice sort of shared interest, but quite different sonic, things that you're exploring. I think it'll be a really cool lineup to see you both together.
I think that's something that is fun when you play a gig, to have someone like play with someone that you really want to see their set. Like, I haven't seen Samara play because I haven't been up in Auckland that much. And so it's really fun to be like, oh, yay, now I get to enjoy a show.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's going to be really one of those gigs where I am a big fan of going to a gig alone as much as I am a big fan of going to a gig with friends. But this feels like one you might want to almost have your own space with, to sit with your music and with Samara's music. I think it'll be really special.
Cool.
I'm sure it will be. I'm also excited for the studio version of the track to come out. Obviously, the video is out now, and we're going to have a little listen to the single. It's out next week as well. Where can people get it from when it does hit the world, Hannah?
Just anywhere online, really. That's where it's going to. And if you want to look up anything about me, there's a website, hannahevringham.com, that's got links to sort of, you know, any types of streaming things, because not everyone likes Spotify for fair reasons.
Yeah, awesome. Well, Hannah, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. I would recommend people go check out the video for the single, and also head to Under the Radar to get tickets for your gig as well, which is happening at the Wine Cellar on Thursday next week. Thanks so much for speaking with us, Hannah, and letting us have an early spin of your track. We're going to get stuck into it now. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Cool. Yeah, you too.
Kia ora. See you soon.
See you soon. Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.